What is up, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and everyone tuned in on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app? Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK live on Texas Sports Unfiltered and on the free TSU app. Today is Thursday, January 8th, 2026, and the Buck and I with you for the next 2 hours. On today's show, more from the transfer portal. We've got good news, we've got bad news, we've got I'm not sure news for a Thursday morning. Plus, Jerry Jones has spoken about the Dallas Cowboys' decision to part ways with defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. That means we've got some Jera audio for the people. Brace yourselves and get your Advil ready. Plus, the college football playoff semifinals start tonight. Ole Miss versus Miami. Who you got? We'll see if the Buck has a gold star lock for the people. We've got a TBT video and a wild story out of Washington involving the transfer portal. Plenty of sports, plenty of fun to get into on a Buck Off Thursday edition of the show. We appreciate y'all starting your Thursday morning with us. Buck on to you, my man. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. And big buck on to the weather once again, close to 80 degrees today as this thing starts to change up a little bit. Tomorrow, possible rain. Friday and then Saturday and Sunday, temperatures in the 50s and then 60s next week. But temperatures are going to drop. You know, you're going to feel the difference between 80 and 60. That's for damn sure. But boy, last night, it's still windy this morning. It was windy last night. It must have been 45, 50 mile an hour winds hitting the back of my house and the back porch and everything else. And my wife said to me this morning, "Did you put this towel here on the back patio?" I'm like, "No." I said, "This towel may have blown in. Is it one of our towels?" And so I don't know if she's really quite sure, but there's a towel, this towel that was just laying there. I'm like, "I didn't put that there." I'm like, "I wonder if some neighbor had it out just hanging somewhere and it just flew." I mean, that's how windy it is. I was worried about the trash cans being blown over, chairs on the back, but it's still going. It's still as windy as can be outside.
Yeah, you were telling me before we started that the wind was keeping you up last night.
Yeah, it started around 1 o'clock. I didn't get any really solid sleep after about 1:15. That's why I go to bed at 8:30.
Right. Yeah, you still got probably a full 8 hours mixed in there.
That was lousy sleep. Because I'm always, you know, I can hear stuff anyway. I can't see, but I can hear. And so I'm always hearing weird noise. I'm like, "Dude, it's the wind. It's nothing that anybody's doing. Nobody, no idiots out there trying to get into your house at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's the wind. So everything's moving. Everything's, you know, me, if I didn't put a bucket inside the shed and left just a regular bucket out, that thing is going to be clanking and clanking down the property or whatever. Anything that blows, anything that's not tied down, that's not a trash can filled with trash, is going to hit something. So,
well, your neighbors have been giving you some trouble. So no big deal if your trash blows into their yard, right?
No. I don't want my stuff out on the streets anywhere. Hmm. But she said it was upright. The lighter can had the top still on it. So the heavier can obviously was up, and it's right beside it. And I don't know if it's a north wind. I don't know. It's felt like it was coming out of the west last night, hitting the back of the house. So, you know, I don't know if it's a cool breeze or is it still warm outside. I haven't been outside. I've just been looking outside. I don't want to go out there and hit some, you know, feels like, what does it feel like? What does it say it feels like?
Well, considering you are the little man, it sounds like this type of wind could blow you over.
Could blow me into the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, you don't want that right now. The feels like temp is only 62. So as windy as it is, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not bad.
Impacting the temperature. It's currently 67, at least where I am, and feels like of 62.
Well, then that's not bad. It's still kind of warm with it's a warm breeze.
Yeah, but
maybe coming out of the south, maybe coming from San Antonio.
You might fall over, sir.
Yeah, I just don't. I want it to stop. I'm not a wind person. People like the breeze. You know me, I want the heat, period. Just let it be 80 today like it's been over the last couple of days, because it's been gorgeous.
It has been. Yeah,
it really, really has. But looking forward to it cooling down just a little bit towards the weekend. So I said, we could all use the rain tomorrow. If it rains, we need to have that rain. Watch for playoffs, rain, everything. Hey, everything's good.
Everything is good. Life is good.
It is really, really good. I'm feeling good. I'm on my, I think, fourth day of decaf. And I have, you know what? Dude, I have gone to the bathroom one time at night since I got off of that, you know, regular hardcore caffeinated coffee. I've gotten up once, BK.
That means you're not drinking enough water. That has nothing to do with your caffeine.
I'm guzzling the water. I'm not playing around.
How many cups of coffee were you drinking before you switched to decaf?
Probably about three.
So how many cups of decaf are you drinking now?
One or a half of one.
All right. Well, that's the difference. It's the amount of liquid you're consuming. It's not the regular coffee versus the decaf. It's that you've cut down the amount of liquid you're putting in.
Oh, now you're a doctor now.
I'm a doctor. Always have been.
You're a doctor now.
I'm wearing a St. Jude hat. That makes me a doctor.
That doesn't make you a doctor.
I think it does.
No, I think somebody's told me about the blood vessels, even to the bladder, when you get in that caffeinated stuff kind of opens them up. You know what I'm saying? Decaf. And but it's still nasty, man. It's nasty.
Hey, I'm Dr. Brody Lane, so forget what you heard from any of them.
I'm Dr. William Cannon.
All right. Well, we're two MDs here. You know what MD means, right? Massive dong. That's what we are.
Oh, yeah. But it's feeling good, man. I'm glad because I, once again, even when I get up two or three or four times, I mean, I go right back to sleep. But last night, it was just the noise factor. Hope you got some rest over there. Hope your water's running.
Water is back and running.
Is it? Is it back up and running?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Good morning to soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate what you do for us. We do appreciate it each and every year. And to you and your families, especially your families, sharing you with all of us is awesome. And we thank you for that to your families. But please be careful out there.
Yes, indeed. You know, we don't spend much time talking NBA on this show, but the Spurs got a nice win over the Lakers last night in San Antonio. No LeBron for LA, but still a nice win for San Antonio.
Did Wimby play?
Still coming off the bench. 16-14 for him last night. It's a pretty collective effort by San Antonio. They got contributions from everybody. And a 16-point win. The Rockets lost on the road in Portland in heartbreaking fashion. But the big story, Trae Young is going from Atlanta to Washington. Buck.
Never saw a guy so excited about going from there to there.
Yeah. And our guy Wags, a big Wizards fan. I don't know if I'd say big Wizards fan, but he texted me this morning saying, Here come the Wizards.
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen his whiz? You're saying he has a big...
He's the big whiz. Really? I mean, why would Trae Young, why does he openly love that move? Just so he can score 50 a night?
Seems like that's what he wants, right? You know, I figured Trae Young wanted out of Atlanta because they haven't won anything for as long as he's been there. Thought he wanted to go to a competing team, and instead he requested to go to the Wizards, who have been losers for a long time.
Hell, I think they've been losers longer than Atlanta.
I think they have, too. The four-time All-Star. I mean, Trae Young got traded for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. Like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, this guy was in the conversation as like a top 10 player in the league, and he's fallen off. The Hawks have fallen off, and it's just kind of an afterthought, him getting dealt. But big name in basketball, big story in the world of sports, and it's, you know, usually guys at least act like they want to go to winning teams.
Right.
Trae Young seemingly didn't care about that at all.
Give me the money and give me the points.
Yeah, and I agree with Corey's comment here. They need to go back to being called the Washington Bullets. Maybe that's why they've been so bad.
No kidding.
Yeah, they got too politically correct back in the day or something. So
I love that team when Wes Unseld was on. I mean, I go way back with them.
Sure.
Earl the Pearl Monroe, Wes Unseld, way back there.
That is way back there, sir.
Yes, it is, sir.
But that's the last time they were good, so checks out. I mean, they've won one championship. It was back in 1978 with those guys that you're talking about on their team. That's it's been a long time for Washington. So
Then John Wall showed up there, and they just, that poor guy, everybody wanted to get him out of there. Please get him out of there. He stuck around there for, did he stick around there for at least 6 years?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
He was there for a while and ended up bouncing around a little bit. Spent some time in H-Town towards the end of his career.
Which the young ones is get in there and end his career there.
It seems that way, but I think you're right. He wants to put up some stats so he can get paid. When his
I've always said that before it's all said and done, Kevin Durant will end up in his hometown playing for that group, shooting threes when he's 65 years old.
you think KD's got another 25 years in him?
Oh, yeah, he'll come off the bench and just shoot threes. He'll be 62.
The Durantula. He had 37 last night, missed a potential game winner or a game tire for Houston and Portland. Actually hit a game winner for the Rockets against the Suns earlier this week. So he's still got it. He's still playing at a very high level.
That dude is going to be an old dude just shooting J's.
He's 37, so some would call him old already. You know, by basketball standards, he is getting up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's not showing too much decline these days, still shooting 52%. I mean, he's pretty much a 50-40-90 guy this year.
Wow.
The age of 37 on a Rockets team that is, you know, one of the better teams in the NBA. So he doesn't look like he needs to hang him up anytime soon.
God.
Yeah, KD, lifetime Longhorn, still repping the school very, very well.
Head on back to the Wizards before it's all said and done.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's when his time in H-Town comes to an end.
Trae Young will still be there. Hanging out.
And Trey Johnson. I mean, Trey Johnson's having a solid campaign in our nation's capital. So you got
there's not enough balls with those three guys. Are you kidding me?
Trey Young, Trey Johnson, and KD Trey 5.
How about that?
All in the same spot, potentially. Yeah, so there you go. There's your NBA chatter for you on a Thursday morning. A little Texas football in the transfer portal, Buck, as we continue to scavenge the earth to try to find some good news. Maybe some good news yesterday. It appears that James Simon has agreed to a deal to return to Texas. Does that do anything for you?
No, but I mean, I thought he was going to leave, but they need numbers. He doesn't do anything for me as a player, but.
Yeah, James Simon
does actually need numbers. If he'll take what they gave him last year and said, okay, let's just hopefully you'll get better. Hopefully this coach can make you better, then that's fine. He's only going to be a sophomore, so.
Yeah, fair question from our guy Ben. How about Kevin Durant sends over some of his couch money for some NIL so we can pay and get some more of these players here to Austin?
They seem to be packing their bags than coming sticking around this place.
Oh, I mean, to this point, Buck, there have been six players who have joined Texas via the portal, and we're up to 20 players that at least have been reported are going to leave Texas via the portal.
They won't be able to field the team if they keep it up.
Right. You know, last year the Longhorns only lost 13 for the entire offseason. Only one of them was a starter. That was Bert Auburn. This year, again, they're already up to 20, and you've got guys like DeAndre Moore and Parker Livingston and Leonga Lefau and Trey Wisner all packing their bags. So, fine if you want to thin the roster a little bit, but you got to start adding some guys if you're going to be so willing to let guys leave.
Yeah, as I said before, you're going to have to start having guys play a little bit sooner so that they feel like they're a part of your team. If they got recruited, especially in the recruiting part, if they come here and you give them a scholarship and they're, you know, maybe not offensive linemen, maybe not defensive linemen, but they're specialists, dude, they better start playing. They got to play early so that you'll know. That is this going to be worth it to keep this person around, or should I never have recruited him?
Yeah. You know? And I think there's a lot of that going on right now. And we're starting to see some of the younger guys leave. You know, one of the stories from yesterday, and this is sort of a weird one that's worth monitoring, and maybe we'll get an update at some point today. But Bo Barnes, the linebacker who just wrapped up his freshman year, who didn't play much at all in the regular season. But because of all of the opt-outs before the bowl game, played a bunch against Michigan, had four tackles, had a sack of Bryce Underwood. It was reported yesterday that he was entering the portal. And it's like, we ain't got any linebackers besides Anthony Smith. What are we doing here? And then last night, it was reported by a couple of different insider sites that Will Muschamp and Texas are talking to Bo Barnes and his family to try to find a resolution here and convince him to stick around. So he hadn't entered the portal yet. It was just reported that he was going to enter. His name's not there, but it sounds like Texas is like, No, we kind of need you because we have no linebackers. So please stay.
Yeah, I mean, even if you, the guys that are playing in front of you, the other guys have to get opportunities or they feel like they're really not a part of it. And it's if they figure they can go get a little bit more money because Texas recruited them and they don't get a chance to play early, they start thinking, am I ever going to play at this place? Even when a guy in front of you is gone.
Right.
You know, that's what's something's not right there. They're going to have to try some kind of different angle because right now they can't go on at this pace.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you got to add more bodies. And it's interesting with the scholarship number increasing from 85 to 105. I was thinking, all right, they're going to be adding more than they're losing.
Yeah. But
the offseason is far from over. There's a long way to go here. So when it's all said and done, the import numbers, if you will, could outpace the export numbers. But yeah, at this point, again, you're losing players at an alarming rate and you're adding players as slowly as traffic on rush hour on I-35.
Yeah, I and for me, you know, if I could have it my way, I would be okay with getting players that are truly want to come to Texas. That you know, in a year you're not gonna be sitting there negotiating like some, you know, like some mad freak, but just to tell them, you did a fantastic job. We want you to come back. You know, you're going to be a starter or whatever. Here's the money we have. I don't want to be haggling over $200,000 or $100,000. They just say, no, I want to stay at the University of Texas. You know how I am. If I got some loyal guys that have some reasons why they come besides the money, I'll go find a bunch. Let me find a bunch of those. I know, you know what? You get paid to coach. You get paid to coach. They're not probably bad players. If they're players that can go somewhere else and play at this level, then they're not bad players. You got to keep them here. You got to give them the reasoning that they're coming has to change a little bit more than just the money, I believe.
Yeah.
I know certain schools, but there's not many of them out there anymore. I used to always think that the Alabamas of the world, they just want to go to Alabama, the Penn State. So they just want to go to Penn State or Ohio State. It's changed. It's changing by the day. You know what I mean?
It's not how it works anymore. I mean, in theory, I love your theory, right? Try to find guys who you know are going to be committed to your university through thick and thin. And guys,
we're not going to give them nothing.
Right, of course. But, you know, guys who aren't asking for pay raises every offseason, like that's, right.
Yeah.
Of course, that sounds great. I think every coach around the country would like to find that, but that's just not how it works for the majority. I don't want to say everybody, but for the majority of student athletes, it's why there's, you know, more than 2,000 guys in the portal already. Yeah. Last year, we had more than 3,000 players transfer or at least hit the transfer portal. Some of them never found homes. They thought the grass would be greener and it wasn't. Well,
some collectives are finding more money. They're finding ways to get more money. That's why you don't see as many of them now. It's just now the collectives are getting smarter. They're getting more monies in some of these schools that didn't have it before. They're getting creative in their collectives on how they can get money from their universities and people in their universities. So it's working out. So you see less guys in it. Texas needs to start doing something because they got money, right. But they got to start getting some guys that some players or athletes that want to be at this university. But they got to play early, BK. They've got to be shown that, you know, when they're freshmen, that, you know, if you got an opportunity to get in games, they got to play. They want to know, their families want to know that you care about them, not when somebody graduates, oh, you're next up.
Yeah. Your family wants to know that they care about them. Your Uncle Dennis wants to know how much money's going in his pocket. Mama wants to know when she's getting a new cribbo.
Yeah. Well,
Daddy wants to know when he's getting a new car,
when he's getting that new set of clubs.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. That's how it's working.
I want loyalty. I want some loyalty, you know, in that deal. I want those guys playing for me that are still getting paid, but, you know, they've played enough as a young player to know that when somebody leaves, you know what, my coach, I'm the next guy up. My coach has coached me well enough that I'm going to be the next guy up. Give me a little bit more change. Give me the same amount of change. Let's go.
Well, that's what I think happened with Bo Barnes. And again, it's a situation to monitor because maybe, I mean, it sounds like Texas is trying to convince Bo Barnes to stay. But, you know, the Longhorns brought in the number one recruiting class in America last cycle.
Sure.
And those guys didn't come for free. Those guys didn't come because they loved the University of Texas and, oh, this is where they wanted to be. A lot of them came because Texas dropped a bag on them and they got paid. And look, some of those freshmen gave Texas a great early return on their investment. Grayson Littleton started every game this year.
Yes.
Lance Jackson did a lot of great things on defense. Cade Phillips, same thing. Like, there are examples of guys who were worth it for Texas. But the majority of those guys, Buck, didn't play a whole lot this year. Whether they weren't good enough or just the coaches thought they weren't good enough, I don't know. But a lot of those guys got paid a lot of money to sit on the bench. And I think Texas, you know, these contracts, these NIL deals are year to year. So I think Texas is kind of valuing those guys on, hey, not what you did in high school, but what you did for us this past year. And I think they're asking some guys to maybe take a little bit less than what they got during their first years on campus.
Well, you got to, once again, you got to field the team. So you better change your strategy. Your strategy is going to have to change then if that's going to be what kids are starting to do to you.
Oh, I think the strategy has changed, right? I think that's what Texas is doing is, look, let's face it. The Longhorns went heavier on high school kids than they did in the portal last offseason. Mm-hmm. And they were hamstrung by a lot of their NIL money going to guys who did not contribute on Saturdays. So I think they're saying, we're not going to do that anymore. Instead of paying you to maybe watch you develop, we're going to be comfortable letting you go somewhere else if you don't want to take less money to stay here. Which, that part of it is good, but Buck, here's where you're right. You got to be bringing in other guys. If you're going to let guys walk, you got to be spending your money on somebody else.
Yes.
And right now that's just not happening. And I think that's why this fan base is so frustrated.
Yeah, because once again, nobody that's in this fan base wants to hear it's about money with the players. They don't have enough. The NIL deals aren't keeping the players around, or somebody's outbidding you. I mean, for good play. I mean, you get outbid for good players, not just guys that, you know, they couldn't get on the field because the guy was that much better. But then why the hell did you recruit them? Then you're recruiting, look, you know, when you're going to get these classes, that better start to sharpen up a little bit better too.
Right, for sure. And I wonder if this is going to start changing around college football, where some of these incoming freshmen, I mean, like Bryce Underwood got that $10 million deal at Michigan last year, right? Without playing a snap of college football. I wonder how long that is going to be done, or if teams just try to build more through the transfer portal and say, yeah, like maybe the top of the top, the high five-star kids are going to get paid a lot. But yeah, you four stars, sorry, we're not going to be paying you as much money because we just don't know if you're going to be good in college. We know you're kind of good in high school, but like, yeah, we're not going to pay you as much to get here. We're going to pay guys who have already done it at the college level, and we're going to invest more in the portal. I wonder if that's not only a Texas change that's going to happen, but an entire systemic change that's going to happen in college football.
Well, you can't have a bunch of Gibsons and Baxters, but why wouldn't I got to take Baxter out of there because he had a good freshman year. So I can't, you know, he just got hurt. That has nothing to do with money or anything else. That guy was coming back. If he's healthy, he'd be the starting running back here. There wouldn't be any ifs, ands. I don't think you'd have been able to outbid for that guy. He would have stayed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Baxter was healthy. He would have been your starter in 2024. I think that was the plan before he got injured in fall camp. And then,
right,
you know, if he stayed healthy last year, he would have been the guy again in 2025. And I think Texas would have paid whatever they needed to pay him to keep him around.
But guys like Gibson and maybe even some of these wide receivers that didn't get on the field as freshmen, they're not taking pay cuts, you know, coming into their following year because they didn't get in games. They're not right. – They're not going to say, though, I'm going to take a pay cut to play at Texas.
Well, don't you understand Texas's logic there, though?
I do.
It's like, we can't pay you. No, Bo Barnes had four tackles the entire season. They all came in the Michigan game, which was great. Gave you some reason for optimism that he could be really good moving forward. But they paid that guy six figures to sign with Texas as a recruit out of Dallas, and they got four tackles out of him. So, you know, I get Bo Barnes thinking, well, I'm going to have a bigger role next year, so you should be paying me more money. But yeah, I also get Texas thinking like, dude, we paid you a lot and you gave us four tackles. Why would we be giving you a raise here? So
yeah, because here's how much playing time you gave me. If you thought that much, if you're worried about your money, here's how much playing time you gave me. I didn't get enough playing time to accumulate a bunch of tackles. What, were you going to take some of these other guys out of the game and let me play?
Right. And that's the disconnect right there. It's, you know, these are contract negotiations and it happens everywhere. It's not just happening at Texas. A lot of schools are dealing with the ramifications.
We're going to soon get to the point where the teams themselves are going to play guys less minutes because we know they're going to ask for more money after this. We're doing pretty good. We got a pretty good backup right now. You know how much this guy's going to ask us for next year? I mean, we're going to get to that point too.
Texas was trying to win games, trying to make it to the college football playoff. So they're not just rotating guys for the sake of keeping guys happy, right? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. No, you got to be good. You can't get in there if you're just some guy. You got to be a dude to get in there because they're trying to get to the playoffs. They're trying to win a national championship. So it's kind of that two-way street, but I don't know. You can't compile a bunch of receivers that don't play. They got to get into your little group there. They got to find out what they have to offer because the next year, if that group leaves, they're going to go, okay, now am I the guy? Hell, I wasn't last year. You didn't think I was good enough. Are you going to think I'm good enough this year? You're going to go to the portal and grab a guy? If not, then I'm going to ask for more money.
Right.
By the way, all I did was sit down and go to practice last year.
Right. They got paid for it. To this point, none of the incoming sophomore receivers have announced that they are hitting the portal.
That's very surprising to me. And it was surprising to me that they kind of kept the one running back. That surprised me too.
Yeah. James Simon. I mean, they've already lost four running backs to the portal. So they just kind of need bodies here. But yeah, after James Simon did not get a single carry against Michigan, I was thinking there was a decent chance that he was going to be looking for greener pasture.
I did too. I thought he'd be out the door the following day.
Yeah, there was some scuttlebutt about that happening, but last night, again, reported that they agreed to a deal, so he will be back. Considering Texas has lost so much in that running back room, just keeping bodies, I mean, quantity. But I also think James Simon has a chance to turn into a quality player here. I mean, you and I talked about it a ton. We wish we saw more from him down the stretch. Like, C.J. Baxter gave you nothing in the second half of the season. Why did we not see James Simon play a little bit? Because maybe there was something there. But
yeah, he needs to have that experience. He needs to get experience in games.
Right. So because of that, I'm sure James Simon saw what C.J. Baxter was doing too. I'm like, well, he probably wants out of here, but they found a way to bring him back. Now, again, we'll see what happens with Bo Barnes. Because if you think Texas is thin at running back, they are thinner at linebacker.
Yes.
So, you know, you got to Anthony Smith, which is great. Maybe Brad Spence moves back there. You've got Tyler Atkinson, the five-star freshman, the early enrollee who's about to start his college career.
Dude, isn't that Brad Spence a big dude? Like a big, big, heavy-looking down guy that you're thinking about moving back to like a defensive end? Is he 260?
Nah, he's 240.
Is he?
And he at Arkansas, before he transferred to Texas, he played linebacker. Texas kind of shifted him more to an edge guy. But
so he put on a little bit more at that? What?
I don't know. I mean, he's still listed at 6'2", 240, so he could play linebacker at that size. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if that's the plan, but it's just they don't have a ton of bodies there right now. So, you know, Tyler Atkinson, hey, you want some early playing time? Texas is paying that guy a lot of money to come here. Five-star, one of the top defensive players in the nation for 2026. Mm-hmm. As it stands right now, that guy might be a day one starter. I know Texas wants some linebackers out of the portal. So maybe
I'm going to let him know. We recruited you. Everybody wanted you. I got a linebacker coach that's going to make you special. You're playing. I'm not waiting for game number five to start playing you or you get in here sparingly. You got to play. So when you ask for more money next year, you're going to be well worth it. Or if you're just okay, then we made a mistake. That's our mistake. And we'll be looking for another guy.
Right.
But you got to be all in is all in. Sorry. Well, money's going to take a hit, but all in is all in, brother. With this quarterback, you don't have a choice, dude.
That's the frustrating part, right? We joked 2 weeks ago that, oh no, Texas is going to be really all in, not like Jerry Jones all in. And to this point, they've been Jerry Jones all in. Like just saying they're going to be all in, but not actually doing it, right? Actions speak louder than words. And to this point, most of their portal targets are not coming to Texas.
Offensive line wise, how's that looking?
Nothing. They don't have any yet. And the biggest problem, it doesn't really make a difference. Like, I only care if guys end up at Texas. But what's been happening, Texas is not losing players to other schools. Texas is losing players to the same school. So, like, those two Michigan offensive linemen that visited Texas, those guys didn't transfer somewhere else. They decided to go back to Michigan, right? Jaden Ball decided to not leave Florida. Isaac Brown decided to not leave Louisville. So it's not like guys are transferring to other places. They're just saying, and I chose this school for a reason. I'm comfortable here. They're paying me enough. I don't want to move, so I'm not leaving.
So you don't think you can do that and get some of those kids at Texas someday to say, I love University of Texas. I'm sticking here.
Well, plenty of them are. I mean, that's why the Longhorns haven't lost everybody on their team. But, you know,
You're heading into the 20. You said 20s heading into 20 guys?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's not going to be the highest in the country or the highest in the conference, for the record. But look, it's frustrating. I mean, I understand why Longhorn fans are annoyed by what's happening, because we were sold the belief that you were going to be all in. And part of me is wondering, like, okay, yeah, guys are happy, they're comfortable in their current spot, but, you know, maybe if you paid them a couple hundred grand more, I feel like they'd be comfortable moving and coming to your school. No?
I thought the quarterback would carry more weight, and especially when it comes to running backs. But what's not carrying the weight is the offensive line.
No, you're thinking too hard, Buck. What's not carrying the weight is the cash. You're thinking too hard.
Well, then why is Texas not in the battle with?
They're in the battle, but they're like, Florida's got money. Michigan's got. They're not losing recruits to Baylor, although they did have a player transfer to Baylor yesterday. But I think that was a guy that they were leaving. But yeah, like that's, I don't know.
Wide receivers from Dartmouth going to Oklahoma. Really?
They got money too. Guess they're not
Oklahoma. I know. They could barely go. We had to drag them with us. We had to pay for them to go with us.
We had to pay some of their exit fee to join the SEC a year early. I know. Apparently they do now. So, look, hopefully good news starts coming here, but I know Texas fans are itching for something good to happen, because
scares me that Cam Coleman ain't coming anywhere near this place.
Well, I'm a little worried about Cam Coleman because of Texas Tech. Anytime Texas Tech is linked to a player you want, I think nowadays you have to be nervous, don't you?
Or the Aggies.
No, I'm not as worried about A&M. I mean, they've got money too, but like, I think Cam Coleman would probably rather go to Texas or Texas A&M, but if Texas Tech is like, yeah, but we'll pay you $500K more to come to Lubbock, then, you know, they got a decent quarterback. Brendan Sorsby's not as good as Arch Manning, but they did just pay $5 million for him.
$5 million.
And considering Cam Coleman put up numbers with Peyton Thorne and Jackson Arnold at Auburn, he'd do worse than Brendan Sorsby. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm worried. He took a visit to Lubbock yesterday. He's already been to Austin. Came to Austin first. Went to College Station. Went to Lubbock. Alabama's trying to get a visit, although Ty Simpson declaring for the draft, I don't think is going to help their chances too much.
Not when you saw that guy with quarterback the other night.
Right. So, yeah, we'll see. USC is out, by the way. At least that's what's being reported. But, yeah, Cam Coleman would make a lot of this pain go away for Texas fans. But
Cam Coleman's waiting until the very end. He's not going to any winter workouts anywhere. He's like a veteran. You think that guy wants to go to and end up on campus during winter workouts so he could go to winter workouts? He could care less.
I think we'll get our answer on Cam Coleman by like the end of the weekend. I don't think we'll have to wait that long. I think he'll enroll and be a part of winter workouts and spring ball and all of that stuff.
He hasn't graduated from Auburn yet. He's been there like 10 years.
And there 2 years. He's a true sophomore. Didn't even redshirt.
Guy has been there forever. Get your degree and get out of there, will you?
You're giving him the Perry Ellis treatment, huh?
Yeah, he's been around long enough.
Yeah, 2 years.
Was he looking for a degree from Texas A&M? Come on, man.
I don't know. I don't think he cares much about school. He's looking for a degree from the NFL, and he's going to get one.
Yeah, he's going to be one of those top five picks. That's what he's going to be.
In a year's time, yep.
And what he doesn't want to do is go somewhere where the quarterback is throwing high, where he gets his head taken off his shoulders. So that's why he's probably not going to A&M. He saw that dude throw.
If you believe the reports, money is not the number one thing for Cam Coleman. And
or you can't believe that because you think it's all their money.
Yeah. Look, I think if the offers were equal between the three Texas schools, I would think he'd pick Texas because the Longhorns have the best quarterback. But again, Texas Tech offers $500K or $1 million more. Yeah, their quarterback's good enough. Take that money.
Shit, living in Lubbock for a year, for 4 months.
Hey, man.
It's only 4 months, right?
Hey, I'd do the show in Lubbock if I got an extra mil for it. I'll deal with the cow manure and the, what do they call those dust storm things that they have?
I don't know. Dusties.
The haboobs. The haboobs.
The haboobs.
Yeah, the haboobs. I'll deal with some boobs for a year in Lubbock. All right, so we'll get back into it. More transfer portal talk. I do think Texas is going to get some good news today, by the way. So we'll
talk about it. An offensive lineman is going to come. Somebody's going to decide to show up.
I didn't say an offensive lineman, but I did think somebody is going to show up. At some point, some offensive lineman will transfer here. But we'll get to the good news. Also,
the Southwest still play. Does the Southwestern still have a team? Or just right down the road in like Round Rock? Do they still play football?
Yes.
I think they got a cool offensive lineman there.
We're going to Southwestern now? Aren't they D3?
You got to get what you got to get, brother.
It ain't that bad.
Oh, okay. You may end up with a linebacker the way it's going from there.
It ain't that bad yet. Maybe I should throw that in there. We'll take your thoughts. We'll get back into this. Plus, one of the Bucks' favorite players is leaving Texas. So we'll mourn it together. But before we dive back into the transfer portal conversation, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Folks, my friends at the Relax the Back, our friends at Relax the Back, would love for you to come there and check out some of the great items that they have available for you if you've got bad back problems, neck problems, shoulder problems, hip problems, zero-gravity recliners, of course, Tempur-Pedic mattresses and pillows, and all the accessories that are going to make you feel good. I'm in my Relax the Back chair, and I love this chair. Going to be in it this weekend. I'm moving the chair. I'm not going to be in the big taco. I'm moving the chair, putting my feet up. I should get myself a recliner and quit messing around. Except for I'd fall asleep. I just don't want to be the old man with my mouth open, drooling in the recliner. But if I have to, I'm going to do it. These Relax the Back chairs are phenomenal, folks. And they come in all sizes, all types of chairs. But the accessories are fantastic, too. So if you have somebody with those types of pain, please head on over to their stores. They've got two great locations, one in Bee Cave at the Hill Country Galleria. That's right across the street from Whole Foods. And, of course, in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center, right across from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the buck and Relax the Back.
Yes, indeed. Love Relax the Back. Also, a shout-out to my man, Ryan Hurricane Hecht, part of the Hecht Law Firm, your go-to personal injury attorney here in Central Texas is Hurricane Hecht. He is the best at what he does. A guy who's been a personal friend of mine for more than a decade. A guy who's been fighting for justice and big results here in Central Texas for more than a decade as well. If you or somebody you know gets hurt in a car accident, gets injured on the job, suffers any kind of personal injury, don't call the jabronis you see on TV. You're not going to get to work with them. You're going to work with some random law student who has no idea what they're doing. If you call the Hecht Law Firm, you are going to get to work with Hurricane Hecht. He is compassionate with clients, but he is a junkyard dog in the courtroom. He's going to fight to get you every dollar that you deserve. And the best part, you don't pay unless he wins your case. That's how confident he is. No legal fees unless he floods your wallet with cash. So let Hurricane Hecht blow their case wide open. All you have to do is give him a call. Maybe put this number in your phone so you have it if you ever need it. 512-938-8929, or you can find out more on his website, hechtlawfirm.com. That's H-E-C-H-T lawfirm.com.
And of course, our friends at Woods Comfort Systems for close to 70 years in Central Texas, they've been doing fantastic work. Now, your air conditioning, hopefully, is still cranking on because we've been hitting those 80s. But next week, we'll get down in the 50s and some even into the 30s and in the evening. So make sure that your home is winterized and ready to go. And when the heater cranks on, let me tell you, you don't want smoke bellowing out of your heater. You want that thing to feel good. You want to feel good in your home. Mine has been serviced twice a year. The Woods Comfort System folks come out, their mechanics come out. They're on time. They're courteous. They get in, they get out, and they get the job done. And now Woods Comfort Systems is doing plumbing. So if you're having any issues with your plumbing, don't hesitate to call on the company that's been doing it for close to 70 years in Central Texas. And nobody does it better, Woods Comfort Systems.
Yeah, they've been around as long as the buck has been alive.
That's right.
It's a long time.
Yes, it is. It's going to be around much longer.
Yes, indeed. Both of y'all, hopefully. Love that. Right. Shout out to Woods Comfort Systems. Also, a quick shout out to our friends at Waterloo Printing and Graphics. All of our TSU merch, our hats, our koozies, our signs, our stickers, everything that we have made by Adam and his great team at Waterloo Printing and Graphics, based right here in South Austin. They can get you what you need and get it to you very, very quickly. If you have a business that needs gear, if you have a big event coming up that needs signs or merch or anything, all you have to do is give Adam a call or a text, 512-300-9641. That's his direct line. He'll respond right away. Or you can find them on Instagram at Waterloo Printing.
Do I see DJ Lagway going to Baylor?
Is that confirmed? I know he visited Waco. His dad played at Baylor back in the day. So
Baylor making that big push. They're making that money push.
If that happens, it wouldn't be too much of a surprise. That's going to make Florida coach John Summerall look pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, we'll see how Lagway looks. If he balls out at Baylor for a couple of years, then it's going to be a bad decision for Florida.
Or he'll be hurt the first week of practice.
Yeah, you know, Florida, they let Lagway walk, and he ends up at Baylor. It's like, oh, that's why we let him walk, because he could only end up at Baylor. Time will tell if they got that one right. Obviously, the Gators have been spending some money keeping Jaden Ball, keeping Dallas Wilson, keeping Jaden Woods. That's another name that Texas was interested in. Florida edge rusher Jaden Woods, who had a really good freshman year, freshman All-American for the Gators, entered the portal, took a visit to Texas, and then decided to withdraw and return to Florida. So the Gators have been, they've been killing us this year. Reason Texas missed the playoff, and now they're all the players that Texas thought they would get because of the coaching change.
They're keeping a bunch of dudes, huh?
Florida's finding a way to keep them around. So
they must have a quarterback that they feel like is going to get it done.
I don't know what they're doing at quarterback.
Well, we got the Southwest Pirates just right down the road from us.
We're going to Southwestern. Don't say that, please. And
what's the other school, though, that is like Division II that wins every year? Mary Hart and Baylor, aren't they always in play? They're generally, I just see them, I always see them on television at this time of the year.
We're going up to Belton to take some players from UMHB.
Dude, get them. If they want to, you got to get the ones that want to come. They want to come. They want to be a part of this. They want to be a part of this thing that we got going on here.
What are they?
Forget the money.
The Crusaders of Mary Hart and Baylor? Crusaders,
yes.
Yeah.
They're
purple. Yeah.
They're purple.
Tell you what, I was watching the FCS national championship game the other night.
Did you see somebody at Illinois State that you like? Please tell me you didn't.
A couple players on Montana State and Illinois State.
Montana State, they always have some receiver.
I think Montana State, oh my God, they have a receiver. The guy who caught the game-winning touchdown is named Taco. His name's Taco Dowler. Scored the game-winning touchdown.
That's a white dude, right?
White dude, yeah.
Tall, long, tall, drink of water, like Dartmouth was.
Yeah, I think he's pretty small. He's pretty undersized. But his name's Taco, so I'm willing to overlook all of the other things.
Yeah, I guess.
And by the way, Montana State, I believe, had 8 or 9 false starts in that game. So they have some offensive linemen who would fit right in.
That's right. I did watch some of that game. They did have a couple jumpy guys. That's what they kept saying. The announcers kept saying, well, you know, this is a big game. A lot of them haven't been there, and they're like there every year.
Oh, man. Crazy. All right.
Yeah, how that works. They got these divisions anymore, like Villanova and teams like that. They're playing for these championship games. I'm like Nova?
Villanova.
You know, they still played football at Villanova.
FCS school. Yeah, they're pretty good. They made a run in the playoffs this year.
I know the Montana States and those folks are generally in it.
Yeah, the Dakotas and the Montanas.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who are usually in this thing at the end.
That's because their players want to be there.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Well, they ain't getting paid very much.
No, they're not getting paid very much until they leave and go FBS. It's usually how it works. That was an entertaining game the other night, that FCS national championship. Buck, I regret to inform you that maybe your favorite player on the 2025 Texas Longhorns is entering the transfer portal. A guy you gave his own nickname to.
Oh, no, not the big dude.
Who's the big dude?
the dude that has hands like hammers.
There it is. Your guy, Hammer Hands, Jordan Washington, entering the portal.
You know what? Good luck to him.
That's it. I mean, that guy was your favorite player on the team, and that's the parting message you have? Nothing more?
That guy was terrible, and how the hell did he ever get here? Quit just giving out scholarships to the University of Texas, please. You guys, all of a sudden, you're getting these great classes where guys don't stick around, they don't play as freshmen, and they can't play the position. I mean, you're giving guys scholarships that can't catch footballs that are receivers. You're giving tight ends who, you know, you got to have a little swivel in your hips. You can't have cardboard of hips. I mean, your hips got to be able to move, and you have to have hands. They can't be like the hammers. You have to be able to catch the ball. Where's he headed to? Southwest Bell?
There is Southwestern Bell, the company.
Is that where he's going? Yeah, maybe.
He's got to leave football to get a job in tech?
No. He's going to be the guy up on the poles.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe he's staying in Austin then if he's going to work in the tech space. That's great. There's the heartfelt farewell I was looking for out of you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Jordan Washington was second on the Texas roster in receptions and receiving yards in terms of tight ends. Obviously, Jack Injuries led Texas in those categories. He's off to the NFL. So now the guy who was your second most productive receiving tight end is also leaving. So, you know, you added one already with Michael Masunas coming in from Michigan State. Curious to see if the Longhorns are going to bring in somebody else in that tight end room. Yeah, Jordan Washington, 7 catches, 4 drops this year. It's not a very good catch percentage. There's some big ones in there, too.
Man.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe Jordan Washington just was never good enough to play at this level. He was a 4-star out of high school, you know, redshirted as a freshman in 2024. So this was his first real year of playing college ball. I think the coach has totally screwed this one up. And again, maybe it didn't matter what the coaches did. Maybe he just wasn't good enough to play at this level. But he got to Texas at 225. And he was listed on the Longhorns roster at 225 in 2024. This year, he was closer to 265. Put on 40 pounds. And I don't think that was just too many cases of the late night munchies for the kid. I don't think this was, the meal plan hit him too hard. I think this was a plan. We're going to put a bunch of weight on this guy. I don't know if it was to make him more durable or to make him a better blocker, or they just thought like his potential was going to be met with 40 extra pounds. But Buck, he looked slow. He couldn't block.
Obviously, yeah, but all the weight went into his fingers.
Obviously had issues catching the football. Like that's a bad combination right there. So I feel like they whiffed on that experiment. Maybe, you know, 15 to 20 pounds. I get it. Not wanting a tight end at 220, 225. That's fine. But did you have to go to 265 in one year?
No, you could have gone to 240 on the nose and let him keep at least a little bit of agility. I mean, when that guy ran down the field, when I saw him running across the field, I was thinking, not only can he not catch, but he can't run either. Look the hell out. Yeah. He was 260.
265, Buck.
Man.
I'm telling you.
Where did he head? Did he land in a place?
No. I mean, it just came out yesterday that he was entering the portal. So I don't even know if his name has officially appeared yet, but no word on where he's going to end up. You know, it sounds like Texas is having a lot of conversations with some 2024 and 2025 guys this week about their futures, and really they're negotiating contracts for next year. So I think we'll see a few more of those younger guys announce their intentions to depart as well. So we're not done. We're at 20 right now if Bo Barnes does end up leaving. And I think that number will creep into the mid-20s before, you know, 1 week from today when the portal shuts down.
So we've already lost a quarterback also. We're not going to keep any of those other guys. Are there two or three of those guys available in case something goes on?
I wouldn't be surprised if Texas looks for a Matthew Caldwell type again this year. Matthew Caldwell is out of eligibility, so, you know, he's not transferring anywhere. He's probably going pro in something other than sports.
Okay.
Shout out to that old NCAA commercial. Yeah, maybe Enterprise. They've got KJ Lacy. And they've got Dia Bell, KJ Lacy going into year two, Diabelle, the incoming freshman. Trey Owens did transfer out of the program, by the way. Okay. Maybe that's the guy you're asking about.
Yes.
No surprise there. I mean, it felt like he got relegated to fourth on the depth chart by midway through the season. We'll always have that orange-white scrimmage, though, in 2024. Remember that one?
We'll get another one the way all this stuff is going. We're going to have to see. Oh, we got a scrimmage already. We just had one. We had the bowl game.
Against Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of guys that we wanted to see didn't even play in that.
I would. I hope we get a spring game this year. I think everybody remembers how we felt about that getting removed last year. And now there's no second transfer portal window, right? Most people thought that was the reason why. It's like, well, if you have a bunch of players ball out in the spring game and you've got that portal window that opens after the spring, then now your players are going to be asking for more money. Otherwise, you're going
to transfer. Texas can't afford to have guys ball out in a spring game and leave.
It seems that way, but man, you don't have to worry about that because this is the only portal window of the off season. So maybe we'll get the return of the orange-white scrimmage. I don't want to wait till September to watch Arch Manning play again, dude. That's why I want the spring game more than anything else. It's usually about the younger guys, like, oh, what do these incoming freshmen have? But for me, it's like, I have to wait till the first Saturday of September to watch the QB play. I mean, he left us on such a high from the Michigan game that I don't want to wait that long.
Well, I sure would like to see some guys come from some place that play on the offensive line and see what they're like in a spring game.
Yeah, it'd be nice. And they, you know, they're hosting a couple of offensive linemen on visits. They continue to go after a few. Again, the two Michigan kids are going back to Michigan, which is disappointing, but Joe Brunner is a name to know, a Wisconsin transfer who is in the portal. I know Indiana is interested. They're hosting him on a visit as well. And the Hoosiers are having a very good start to their portal season, despite the fact that, you know, they're playing in a playoff game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They're still finding a way to bring in a bunch of top flight talent from the transfer portal. So we will see. There's a kid by the name of, make sure I get this right, Jacarius Peak from NC State. Some reported interest there. Started every game for the Wolfpack at tackle this year. You got Wes King from Wyoming who came in town on a visit. So there are some names who have visited or are planning to take visits here. So Texas still in the market for some offensive linemen, and I do think they'll end up with two, probably three, when it's all said and done. But yeah, some of the top guys that they were going after are not coming.
Well, that's right. We got that dude from Rutgers, so we're good.
Got the corner from Rutgers. Hey, I like Bo Masco. There's not a lot of good news. That was a piece of good news, so let me have that one, please.
Yes. Not
much coming. By the way, your guy Chad Scott going to North Texas to be their running backs coach, going with Neil Brown.
Yeah, he's been with him before, so.
Yeah.
He had all that great success at West Virginia.
Didn't they get fired at West Virginia?
Yeah, but they then pawned off his running back to Ohio State.
That's true.
Instead of getting to that big sucker here.
That is true. Yeah. It would have been nice to get C.J. Donaldson, although he got hurt pretty early. He didn't do a ton for the Buckeyes this season, so that wasn't a huge loss there. Speaking of running backs, Relique Brown, the Arizona State tailback, who we've talked about a few times on this show, he got to campus last night. He is here today visiting. They had an in-home visit with running backs coach Jabbar Jalouk on Tuesday. Now he's here in Austin for a visit Wednesday night into Thursday. It feels like Texas is the leader in the clubhouse here. This feels like just a stick the landing, all right? Like the plane is on its way down. Just stick the landing. You should have this one done. That should help with
this is closer time. This is when the closer comes in.
Bringing in Mariano Rivera.
You got to. This is where the head coach comes in and seals the deal. Just this is where the position coach says, hey, don't say this. Don't do that. Don't say that about that. Don't say anything about the auntie over there that only has one arm. Be careful how you say stuff about mom's stew. Just whatever you do, here's a couple things don't say.
Did you ever have that on the recruiting trail where you showed up and someone's auntie had one arm?
No, I had it where grandma was chewing tobacco, spitting it in a deal. And I just was like, I'm like, where in the hell am I? By the way, it was in this state.
I was going to ask, where in the hell were you?
It was in this state. It was in West Texas.
All right. Yeah, I figured it was small town Texas. Like that. Yeah,
it was like, and she was hitting it hard. I mean, spitting like a sailor, like I'm like, damn.
Oh, loud spits too?
Yeah, like loud. You could hear that thing hit that 10 in the bottom of that deal. I was like, don't say a word, brother. Just, hey, this furniture is nice. This plastic furniture is fantastic.
Spitting into a bucket instead of a little cup.
Dude, oh no. That's how you lose them, because I know how to lose them. I know how to get, believe me, I know how to get rid of the ones I didn't want at the end. You know, toot, toot and stuff like that. It only takes one. And now the agents are involved. They're sitting in the room too, waiting for you to say the wrong thing.
No, you'd be trying to say the wrong thing.
Oh, shit. I mean, I was good at that. And I knew how to throw that sarcasm in there that was just, you don't have a chance. You get, as soon as you get back, you get that phone call. I don't think, especially when you hear, you know, my mom, if you ever hear my mom wasn't happy, you're done. There's no reason to even fight back.
I wonder how often laughing happens in these meetings now, whether it's phone calls or in persons, when like the agent or the player, and look, this happened some back in the day. So maybe you dealt with this because guys were looking to get paid, obviously under the table illegally back then. But I wonder now how often it happens to where an agent or a player or a mom is like, yeah, I'm thinking a mil. And then the coach just starts laughing and leaves. You think that happens at all? Or you think these guys are more professional than I would be?
It's going to happen if the kid is shitty. I mean, if he's a lot better than he thinks he is, I'm going to laugh in his face. I'm going to laugh in his mom's face and the dog's face. And I'm going to laugh out loud.
Yeah, okay.
You know, if I've wasted a couple months on him and I think he's not that great, but I think I can do some things to make him a little bit better, I will absolutely laugh at his mom, his dad, his sister, his one-legged aunt. I will laugh at all of them.
Yeah.
I'll be like, are you kidding me? That's the same way I did with the kid that from the Syracuse area when his mom said he wants to be an engineer. And I went, like, toot, toot, you know, like a train engineer. I said, that dude ain't building no bridges. That dude's like just barely a C student. Not coming to Boston College and doing all that. There's not a chance. No. I'm not crossing any bridge that guy ever built.
That is great.
It's just like, no, you just know. You know the kid. You've been dealing with him for a year. He's a dope. He's not going to make it. He's going to be kicked out of – he's not going to make it through like 2 months. No, I don't care how much he wants to. When you go to the guidance counselor and says, is there any chance? And his high school guidance counselor goes, there's no chance. There's no chance. I'm like, wow. When the guidance counselors who push a lot of these dudes through tell you there's no chance, there's generally no chance.
I take it you did not end up signing that kid?
Oh, that kid was done. That was done by the time I got back to the hotel. Once I said toot toot, I mean, well, the worst one was when I went over and shut the TV off because everybody was watching their favorite show when I'm trying to court their son. And they were all, they tried to have me talk to them about Boston College with the TV on like Sanford and Son or something. And I let them do that for a long time. And then I went over and I just turned the TV. I turned the TV off. I knew I wasn't getting the kid then. I mean, you don't do that at somebody's house. So I knew what I was doing.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't
want to go visit again, you know?
It's a good show, you know? I've been traveling to come get here. I'll watch an episode of Sanford and Son before we start.
Dude, I watched it. Every time I'd come to that house, I'd watch that crap.
That's hilarious.
At that time, I'm like, no thanks. But, I mean, I'd suffered through, you know, when I was at Illinois, there was a kid I wanted, a big offensive lineman that ended up going to Michigan. And he was from Louisiana. I think his name was Hutchinson. I mean, just this big monster of a kid, big blockhead kid. And his dad lived on stilts in the bayou. And his dad had a restaurant. And I went to the restaurant, dude, by like little boat. And I had squirrel.
You're not talking about Steve Hutchinson, are you?
It may have been. I don't know. Was that in Illinois? This was a big monster of a kid.
Hutchinson was a big monster of an offensive lineman who played at Michigan and is a Hall of Fame
lineman in the league. It could have been that Hutchinson. He was the biggest offensive lineman. I mean, he was like Leonard Davis big, that kind of big.
It says he's from Florida, so if you did this in Louisiana, then...
Dude, this kid was so big, BK, but his dad, you know, threw down a plate of red beans and rice and squirrel at me. I mean, I had never had squirrel, and the little teeny ribs and trying to get the meat off of that. I actually had two pieces. They bring me that thing on a platter with the head off of it and the tail cut off, and you knew where the head was, the little shoulders. Mm. But you couldn't get the meat, you know. It's like taking a little toothpick and trying to get the meat off. I tore that red beans and rice up, and they said, would you like a second piece? And I said, yeah, sure. I want this kid. I'll go puke in my room later on. But it was tasty.
You didn't get him.
Didn't get him.
You ate a bunch of squirrel for nothing.
Ate a bunch of squirrel for nothing. That's when going back to Louisiana was not good for me. That's when going for the kid that went to Florida State and the plane was looking like it was going to crash. I was like, nope, I don't want to go through this. When the pilot said, you guys want to go through this? Do we have to get there? I said, not today, we don't.
Oh, my God. That is great. All right. Good stuff. Good stories from the Buck. We'll take it.
Guys, like recruiting Ricky was just simple. That was Ricky wanted to go to Texas. I didn't have to do anything but show up and want to spend Texas's money going to San Diego. That's all.
How much money could Ricky have made in NIL if that was around?
Forget about it. I mean, even when he was on his last trip, he said, I got to go to San Diego State, coach. He said, I just got to go there because I got to help them with their recruiting at San Diego State. He said, I'm just going there to show up on campus to help them with recruiting. When people back in Austin heard that, they're going, he's not coming to Texas. I'm like, no, dude already gave me his word. He's coming. He told me why he was going to San Diego State. You know, the deal was he wanted to help them with their visits coming because he was going to be on campus at that time with other players. He was always coming to Texas. He was
bizarre. I've never heard of that. A player peer recruiting for another school while he's committed
in his hometown. It was his hometown. He told him he was going to come and show up on a visit. He said, Buck, I'm coming here. I want to help them out in my hometown. I'm not going to school there. I told you I'm coming to Texas. I mean, he told me that early in recruiting, but I had to keep coming out there because I just had to keep coming out there, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I'm sure recruits throughout the course of time. Matter of fact, I know recruits throughout the course of time have told coaches what they wanted to hear and then ultimately pulled the rug out from underneath at the very end.
Well, I've had that done to me on recruiting on signing day.
Sure. That's how it goes.
Donnell Bennett, who is from Florida, right there in Fort Lauderdale. And you know how much money I spent going hanging out down in Florida.
You did love Florida. You know?
And he, the morning of the signing, he said, my dad won't sign the papers. And I'm like, oh, my God. I've come down here for 12 months back and forth from Texas, back and forth.
What'd you do to the dad? You sleep with his wife?
No. And I didn't want to.
Okay.
So it was like, he's not going to sign this paper for me to go to Texas. He ended up going to University of Miami.
Staying close to home, huh?
I stayed right at home.
Yeah.
And that's hard, boy, because I had to call back and say, guys, this is signing day. They're waiting for that paper to come. I said, it's not coming in. Mm. Then you don't know. You know I had to get back on that plane and come back to Austin. Magovic had come down there twice. I was like, damn, he's going to kill me. He's going to look at some of the bills that I accumulated going to Florida.
All for nothing, Buck. Oh, man. All right, good stuff there. We'll get back into Texas and the transfer portal in a moment. Again, I feel very good about Relique Brown, the Arizona State running back who is in town for a visit. I think we'll get some good news on him today. Right. I'm hopeful we get some good news on him today because we could use some good news, Buck. It's been more bad than good for Texas. What do they say? All pub is good pub. That has not been the case for Texas in the transfer portal so far. It's been pretty much all pub is bad pub for the Longhorns right now.
It just has changed so much, BK. The fact that, you know, and there's still kids that come to Texas because they're coming to Texas, you know, because they had an uncle or a cousin or a sister that went to Texas, and they've got money. I mean, nothing like having more money, but that's not important. Playing, you know, having that burnt orange and playing for that school is still, there's still kids out there that are like that. You're gonna have to start, you know, your three stars, you're gonna have to start coaching them up. I know that's tough to win because, once again, I'll tell you, if you want to play me, you give me the five stars and you take the two and the three stars, I will whip your ass during the course of a season. If I have a whole roster full of them and you got a whole roster full of that, you can have that. Let me coach those five stars, those dudes, and whether they want to come or not is good. But you're going to have to start getting back to that somehow. I know that's hard because the way the landscape is changing, but you can't keep paying them all.
Can't keep paying them all. I'd like to pay some though.
Yeah, but if I pay them that, they're playing when they come here.
Sure.
They're not sitting on a bench.
That's the plan. I mean, I think everybody that Texas has added so far in the portal is going to play a significant role in the 2026 Texas Longhorns. I mean, they got a starting kicker, starting punter, starting long snapper. Boom.
Absolutely. There
you
go.
Those guys are in. Michael Massoonis, the tight end that you brought in, I think will be a key contributor on offense. Ian Giffrard, the big defensive tackle, will be, if not a starter, a heavy rotational piece on early downs up front. And then Bo Masco, the corner, I think is likely to be a starter as well. So that's what they're looking for more than anything else. But, and you'd like to find more because you have more holes you have to fill. So we'll get back to that. More rumors, the latest, plus some sound from Jerry Jones we have to get to.
Oh, my goodness. That's fabulous. And Jerry Jones sound.
And a TBT video to get to. So we'll have
I'm sorry about hammer hands. I don't think he was – he just couldn't catch. I mean, that's like as good as the wide receiver is here. If you can't catch
– Well, the difference between Ryan Wingo and Jordan Washington is Ryan Wingo's fast.
And has some big plays.
Right. I mean, second team all SEC. Like he does catch at a higher percentage than Jordan Washington does. And good things happen when he catches the football. And he's a guy that opposing defense has had to account for.
Yeah.
Washington, I mean, 7 catches, 4 drops. That's crazy bad. That is crazy bad. So, you know, if he wanted more money after that season, which I don't know if that's what happened, but that's one where if you're the Texas coaches, you probably laugh if that guy.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at those guys, I'm like, did they drop balls in high school or just when they got, did they get to Texas and become guys that couldn't catch anymore? Now that's a problem.
Right. That is a problem.
You know, I mean, if you're in high school and you're catching, you get recruited, you come to the school and then you forget how to catch. That's weird. That's kind of backwards.
That is kind of backwards. All right, let's get to another round of sponsor shout-outs, and then we'll dive back into the Texas football.
Salute our friends over at Sue Patrick, Jay and the gang over at Sue Patrick, that collect the great selection of unbelievable Longhorn apparel, collectibles, and more. Tons of Texas-themed gifts, items, books, the whole wide variety of men's and women's clothing in all sizes. That's right, my medium, my extra large, my double X, my triple X. Well, not any of those are mine except for the medium, folks. But they've got everything that you need. They've got those great polos and great hats over at Sue Patrick's. They offer free shipping on online orders, $59 or more. Free curbside pickup, of course, and plenty of parking space at 5222 Burnett Road. It's not like you have to cross over the street at Guadalupe and possibly get hit by a car. You won't have to worry about that when you go to 5222 Burnett Road. Just have to worry about BK rushing in there to pick up more jelly cats. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
For more information, folks, go to SuePatrick.com for more info.
And I throw bows.
Oh, yeah. And this is the time of the year to throw those bows because they got a lot of sales around, you know, after the holiday sales. And those ladies get all up on you. You go to Marshall's and they're all up on you.
Well, I wouldn't mind that.
You know, you stand in that line, which is a wonderful line at Marshall's because there's plenty of sights and sounds there when you're at Marshall's. I love the way you go to Marshall's and they got that whole lineup of stuff on the sides where the ladies get out of line and start picking up more. You didn't really want that. Why didn't you just pick that up?
That's how they get you.
Is that how they get? Is that what that's all about? That's how they get you?
They make so much money on those. They got all sorts of cool stuff there too.
I've always picked up some notebook that I've got like 6 of them.
Yeah.
And I just pick up one in a different color. It's the same notebook.
It's all stuff that like you think you might need, so you get it. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to use this. And then you buy it, and then you never use it.
You got 6 of them. They're in. They're all piled up upstairs, yes.
They get you. They got snacks, and they got all sorts of little trinkets and chargers.
I don't touch the snacks. I don't do snacks at Marshall. Sorry.
Well, you're missing out then because the ladies look good. Oh, not those snacks you're talking about.
No.
Sorry. All right. Hey, quick shout out to AV Consultations, our guy, Tom McKay. How about this for a New Year's resolution? Upgrade your home TV setup. I mean, the NFL playoffs are about to start. Super Bowl's a month away. Basketball and hockey seasons are in full swing. College baseball, Texas baseball starts on February 13th, Buck, just over a month away. Of course, we'll have golf getting things going soon. It's a great time on the sports calendar. There's really never a bad time on the sports calendar, but February and March, it's as good as it gets. Perfect time to make the call to Audiovisual Consultations to get the home TV setup of your dreams. If you want the four-screen man cave like I have, or the woman cave, if you want the big 85-inch screen like the Buck has, if you want the home theater room with a giant projector and the surround sound speakers, you can do it. AV Consultations. They've been hooking up Central Texas since 1988. They can do the same for you. Professionally installed, they get the best prices, they do the best work, they show you how to use everything, and if something ever goes wrong, they're going to come out to your place and fix it. I don't talk about their customer service enough, but they're not just there for the job and then you never hear from them again. No, if something goes wrong or you need them out to your place for an upgrade with what you already have, they have your back. That's why they've been around for as long as they have. All you have to do is give them a call, 512-255-8678, or you can find out more on their website, avconsultations.com.